This is a self-cleaning about your dowsing instruments. In teaching dowsing classes, I became aware that my students, one after another, would be handling and using the same dowsing instruments. And I also allow them to use my instruments from time to time. I'll hand them and say, here, try it. Just as in our normal everyday activities, you want to clean things so that we don't pick up colds or flus or things like that from each other, I recognize the need to have these cleansed on a spiritual level, on an energetic level, all levels, so that when another person would pick up an instrument, I wanted to make sure that energetically they were always clean and clear. So I asked the angels, what can I do about this? The idea they gave me was, ask and you receive. Ask for what you want. So I said, well, what I want is that every instrument, whether I'm using it or whether I'm having a student use it, I want it energetically cleansed and cleared in between each one, so it's fresh and new for each person as I begin. So I asked them, would that be appropriate to have that done? And they said, yes. So I said, I'd like that concept put on automatic, and I'd like it on automatic permanently for as long as it is divine will to be so. They said, we will do that for you. You can do this for yourself anytime you're using any instrument for working with the divine database. Ask the angels to do the same thing for you. Then afterward, double check with your dowsing, yes or no, is this in place? That's all I did. And every time I check, yes, it's in place. Now that we've plugged in and called in, let's make sure that we're ready to work. It's always important to check on yourself first before you start checking on other things or other people. You must be clear and aligned, or your answers will not be accurate and true. I have a question I ask, am I clear and ready to work? I've programmed in that it means the following things. If I say that I'm clear and ready to work, it means that I'm grounded in my physical body. My appropriate soul is here present and grounded in my body. It means that I am connected. I am connected to my highest self. It means that I am free of all blocking and interfering energies. These can be within or around me. It can be beliefs, or it can be other energies in my environment. I have my polarities and chakras in healthy balance. Our chakras are our main energy centers of our body. They need to be working in healthy balance and effectively. If your polarities are not appropriately balanced, it means that your North Pole and South Pole, so to speak, are switched. A yes answer might come out to be a no, even though in your mind, you're thinking, oh, that can't possibly be that way. But there's this thing about switching of polarities. So it's important to address that. Some other techniques do a variety of things which take a longer time to address that issue. We can quickly do it with dowsing. So that's polarities and chakras balanced. Then we need to know, are our mind and emotions in healthy balance? We have a thought about knowing intellectually what we are to do, but sometimes we're held back because we have such a hot emotional charge or desire on it that our mind and emotions are not in healthy balance, so they're counterproductive. Very important that this is balanced. Then, am I in balance and harmony with the universe? This can mean a multitude of issues. Am I in balance and harmony with my own environment close by? Am I in balance and harmony with the earth? Am I in balance and harmony on a planetary basis? You may have heard people talking about Mercury's in retrograde. Well, if I'm in balance and harmony with the universe, Mercury in retrograde is not going to affect my work. So that's very significant for us. Am I united with the oneness? This means that you truly have accomplished what you set out to do when you did your vortex of light, you did your plug-in and call-in, that you are open at the top to the divine database. This will confirm it. Now, the way I've set this up, and all you do is choose that you would like your system to be set up in the same manner, just like programming a computer. When I ask the question and get a yes or no answer, I ask, am I clear and ready to work? If the answer I receive to that question is yes, it means all these things we just covered, the answer is yes. That's a time-saving thing. Now, should you get a no answer, what do you do? Well, the first thing I do is I like to try the shortcut and see if we can get it cleared without going through and asking item by item. I ask using my dowsing instrument or with my intention and working with the angels, please clear me to be ready to work. After the instrument stops, I check and ask again, am I now clear and ready to work? Quite often it'll be yes. If you've asked to do the quick way of getting cleared and ready to work and you still received an answer of no, then you need to go back through each item. You need to say, am I grounded? Yes or no. Am I connected? Yes or no. Am I free of blocks and interferences? Yes or no. Are my polarities and chakras balanced? Yes or no. Are my mind and emotions in balance? Yes or no. Am I in balance and harmony with the universe? Yes or no. Am I united with the oneness? Yes or no. When you identify what's the no, then you can proceed to see if we can correct it and work on it. Sometimes it might be as simple as saying, you're not grounded, you're not present. And you just ask to be grounded and present, or work with the angels, or do grounding meditations. At least this, you've identified what it is. If you're not connected, ask the angels to, I say, fix my phone lines. Get me connected to my highest self. Get me in alignment. The blocking and interfering energies, sometimes those can be cleared easily and sometimes not. When they're not able to be cleared easily, it may mean that there's strong beliefs that you have to address, or it might mean that there's something in spirit form around you that needs to be addressed and have your attention that you would need to take care of on a specific basis. I've even found that sometimes people's deceased relatives are around them and that creates a block or an interference. They do so to get the attention and the notice that, hey, I need help, or I want to get the issues resolved that I didn't get resolved with you while I was alive. So it can bring up some really significant things. When I get a no answer on these, I always view it as an opportunity for major growth, because they don't, for no reason, give you a no answer. There's a specific reason, and it only comes up when you need to address it. Polarities and chakras, that's usually quite easy. They may just want to let you know that you need to do it. You just ask specifically, please balance my polarities and chakras. Your dowsing instrument will do it. Then you recheck and see that you are. But they're calling to your attention, hey, this is where you're getting out of alignment on a frequent basis, and we may need to address this in more detail at a later time.